Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechnis Nedarim, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Tess. If a person says to his wife, and right now they're between Sukkot and Pesach, and he says to his wife like this, it should be koinem, she'at nehenesli, any benefit that I would get from you is now koinem until Pesach. Zok the Helga Mishnah Vaitra, Mesechnis Nedarim, Perig Zayin, Mishnah Tes. This man says to his wife like this, she'at nehenesli ada Pesach. Let me just tell you that right now we're between Sukkot and Pesach here. Between Sukkot and Pesach, he says to his wife, she'at nehenesli ada Pesach. Any benefit you may have from me until Pesach is usher to you. Im telchi lebeis avich adachag, if you go to your father's house any time from now until Sukkot of next year. Holcha lifnei haPesach, if she went to her father's house before Pesach, so the neder goes into effect. Ememela sura b'hanasi ada Pesach, she's also to have enough of him until Pesach. That's what he told. You can't have enough of me until Pesach, if you go to your father's house before next Sukkot. Well, if she went before Pesach, that was before next Sukkot. However, achara Pesach, if she went after Pesach, so what happens now? Well, if she had enough of him before Pesach, then she's now over the lav of violating a neder, bila yachal devarai. So this is a very interesting situation, because what's happening is, because she went after Pesach before Sukkot, it's lemafreya, it's retroactive that the anah that she had from her husband before Pesach was in violation of the neder. Once she went to her father's house, she caused the neder to go into effect. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us what happens if it's the other way around. He says to his wife before Pesach, Sha'at nehenes liyad achak, any anah you have for me until Sukkot, meaning Sukkot of next year, is usher to you. If you go to your father's house from now until Pesach of this year. She went to her father's house before Pesach. So she clicks the nether into effect. And therefore, Asura Bahanasa, it's Asifer to have any enough from him Adachag until Sukkot. What if she comes to ask a Shaila, can she still go to her father's house after Pesach? And the answer is yes. Umitar is Leilach after Pesach. It's still mutter for her to go to her father's house after Pesach. She had enough from her husband before Pesach. That's not a problem. Because he only asked her until Pesach. So here she's not going to be over a neder limafreya retroactively. Nothing went wrong over here. He told her, if you go before Pesach, you can't have enough from me. So she didn't go before Pesach in this last case in the mission. Now she can go. She had enough before Pesach. No problem. The neder didn't go into effect. She didn't go before Pesach. So once again, if a person says to his wife between Sukkot and Pesach, you can't have enough from me, he says it, b'toras neder, if you go to your father's house any time from now until Sukkot of next year. This is the complicated case. If she goes before Pesach, she puts the neder into effect. Now she can't have any enough from him until Pesach. If she goes after Pesach, and she had enough from him before Pesach, she's over layachal devar. She violated the neder. In the reverse case, if he said to his wife before Pesach, that my anah is usher to you, you can't have any benefit from me until Sukkot, if you go to your father's house till Pesach, meaning Pesach of this year, if she went before Pesach, the neder goes into effect. She can't have anah from her husband until Sukkot. But if she didn't go before Pesach, there's no reason that she can't go after Pesach. Because once Pesach came and she didn't go, the neder never went into effect. And even though she had enough from beforehand, she would not be over. Lo yachal devaroi retroactively.